If you don't understand this one thing, you'll forever be plateaued. And this became extremely apparent to me after traveling out to Arizona and seeing an eight-figure entrepreneur in action. Now, this isn't any eight-figure entrepreneur either. This is the guy that consistently works with nine-figure businesses and gets them really solid results. And so you learn what a guy, how a guy operates, what a guy acts like, and really their habits and reason for success by seeing it in person. And it all comes down to this one simple skill, habit, way of life. And it's knowing how to apply leverage. This became so eye-opening to me recently that I haven't been able to look at it the same. It's like every one of my clients, everything I see, everything I do now, it's all through this one lens. And it, you always hear this too. Oh, you need to apply leverage, focus on leverage, do this, do that, do the other. But in reality, it's so much harder to wrap your head around sometimes because you're not seeing it firsthand. You're not seeing what it looks like at the highest fucking levels of this game. And this isn't just for business, right? This is for personal life. This is for hobbies. Any skill you want to learn, if you're not applying leverage to that growth process, that growth curve, you're fucked, right? You're just not going to go where you want to go relative to everyone else. What do I mean by leverage? What is leverage? Think of it this way. Say you have two cars. You have a Honda Odyssey minivan, a Honda minivan, and you have a Ferrari. Two cars going down the same racetrack. You got the same road, you got the same driver, two different cars. The gas pedals of those cars are the exact same. The difference, however, is both drivers can mat the pedal. They can put the pedal to the floor. They can floor it. The Ferrari, 10 times out of 10, is going to go so much faster and so much further than the minivan. However, what you'll notice is both guys put the same amount of effort in. That's what leverage is. Leverage is what do you get? What do you get for what you put in? Right? I have more leverage if I put in less work for more return. Because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. Leverage is the only reason certain people will fly by others because we're all given the same amount of time. We all are. A 15-year-old millionaire has the same amount of time as a 65-year-old minimum wage employee. The only difference is that 15-year-old understood leverage. Now, why is it important? Because if you're not focusing on how to apply leverage correctly or just thinking about leverage in general, you will progress at the mercy of the system or whatever thing you're doing. You're going to progress to the nature of your own ability, habits, and intuition, instead of thinking strategically, systematically, and really focusing on those high leverage activities. Now, let's break this down a little bit. What does this look like, and what exactly is a high leverage opportunity? Well, think of it like, because my guess is a lot of you guys are in the marketing space to some degree, or you understand how a marketing funnel works. Think of leverage as a funnel, right? You have inputs, right? You're doing stuff. And I'm going to frame this in a business context, but you have things coming through the system. You have traffic moving through, everything looks great. And it gets to this point where you're kind of capped out here. So you can only make as much as the end point of this funnel, this bottleneck. The highest leverage activity you can do is whatever's at the bottleneck. So let's take the context of a new business. Most people think, I need to have a website, I need to have branding, I need to do this, that, and all these other fancy shit. Reality, you just need clients. You don't need to be the best marketer. You don't need to be the best detailer. You just need clients because the clients will give you the feedback for the rest of your offer. So what do? We solve this problem. Say we only have one person going through in the first place. If we solve that, our funnel now looks like this, right? Because we've opened up that bottleneck. Now on the back end, we aren't just getting one person coming through, we're getting three for the same amount of inputs, right? Because we focused on the bottleneck of that business. And then eventually what'll happen is you'll see a bottleneck down here again, right? And so now we know, got it. This is the new bottleneck. Solve for this. And then you'll get the same thing. And this cycle will repeat to where every time you hit this, you get more. And all you need to focus on is those actions. Those actions are where all your leverage is created. Now, this is more of a systematic approach. The other way to view this is how close am I, again, in a business context, how close am I to the money? Right? That's why you'll see a lot of CEOs, founders, top executives, they're all very closely tied to the money. Marketing people, salespeople, or occasionally you'll see a finance dude in there. But really, it's marketing and sales. Those are the two professions that are the closest to the money in anything. Think about it. Content creators, directly tied to traffic, marketing. Salespeople, they have as much upward mobility as they want in some businesses because they're directly tied to the money. They have more control. A salesperson doesn't have to clock in 40 hours a week. They just have to hit quotas, right? If I can hit my quota in a day because I'm closing at three times the rate of the other guy, I have more leverage on my time because I have better skills. I understand how to use my time more effectively. That is leverage. How can I use my time as effectively as possible to get the most output? So if I take it back to the entrepreneur that I met in Arizona, we were there to shoot advertisements, which is like, this is such a cool experience. But what was crazy is when he walked out of that office, he looked at me and said, "So what are we doing today, fellas?" Had no idea. And that just goes to show what leverage does if applied correctly, because all he does is show up. Here's a script. We're shooting. Let's go. There is no, "What are we doing today? Well, I feel like this. I feel like that." No, his time is best applied creating content when people give him scripts and fulfilling on product, nothing else. And that's the founder of the business. Without those two things, the whole business falls apart. Notice how he's right up next to the money. Next, you'll have a CEO. This is typically a guy who's head of sales, head of strategy. He directly determines what levers are being pulled to create the most money. Again, about as high leverage as you can get without being the founder. It's all tied to money. And so what I want to do now is just show you mathematically what this looks like. So there's three statistics in any business, right? You got, or these are three statistics that most people will pay attention to if you have any basic concept of a business. You have opt-in rate, you have show rate, and you have close rate. All three of these kind of feed into one another. So just imagine this is the funnel. Let's say your opt-in rate is at a cool 60%. Let's say your show-up rate is at a cool 50%. And let's say your close rate is at 10%. So it's just not good, right? Show-up rate could be higher. Opt-in rate, that's about on average. Could be higher if you're really dialing in. And then close rate, it's just atrocious. You're just dropping the ball completely on sales. Well, you're going to want to understand what lever to pull, what is the bottleneck to pull to get your system to open up so that you can make more money by applying the least amount of effort. Right away, we know, okay, it's not opt-in rate. No point in focusing on that. That's solid. We're getting 60 people coming through the door. So again, we have that come in. We have 60 people go through our system. Show up rate, 60 people book calls. We got 50% showing up, 30 people. So notice how that works. And then if we go to the close, if 10% of these people are closing, we're getting three sales. So this is the system right now. Now, what I'm going to show you is leverage in, applied incorrectly and then applied correctly so you understand and can see the math here. Let's say we go, "Oh, show up rate's a real problem. Let's drive this up to, call it 75%." So we'll do a 25% increase. We'll go up to 75. Boom. What happens now is this 60 turns into 45. Look at that. At 45, I'm now doing 4.5 sales, right? So my sales has jumped 1.5. That's pretty solid. I'm happy with that. However, if I did the same thing, say we go back to these basic numbers of 60 opt-ins, 30 showed, and 10% close rate, but I drive my close rate up, let's say by just 20%, right? I'm not jumping by 25. I'm going to jump less of a percentage. We're going to go to a 30% close rate. So this is a 20% increase instead of a 25. I went from, again, 25% here, 20 here. This 30, so again, we're focusing on this. This 30 now becomes, if I close 30% of 30, I'm now closing 10 people. Right? So the same gain, I got a plus 7 from a 20% increase, and I got a plus 1.5 from a 25% increase. I applied 5% less of an effort or an increase in statistic to this close rate or this percentage in the funnel. And the number of people that we made money from jumped by 7 instead of 1.5. And so that's how leverage works, is it's not about improving everything. It's about improving the right things because that's where the biggest throughput is going to be on this system. If you apply leverage correctly, you'll see gains like this instead of just like this. You're going to go plus 7 instead of plus 1.5. And it's such an interesting thing to think about because, again, I'm going to get so much more for working on the right things, applying leverage, than working on the wrong ones. And so, how can I think about implementing this fast? Well, what I like to do, and I had a buddy of mine out here in Colorado tell me this, is think of any skill set as a house. In this case, he applied it to the concept of investing. But in reality, you're investing in yourself, your business. And the best way to do this is with leverage. Now, when you go to build a house, what's the first thing you're going to want to do? You have to lay the foundation. You have to, or else that thing is going to sink into the ground. It's going to wash away, right? So right away, we have the foundation being laid. These are your foundational skills. Understand the fundamentals, right? These are going to be the highest leverage activities that you can do right away, by far. Like, do not ignore these. It's why, say you have two basketball players. You have one guy that learns how to get it in the net, and you have the other guy that takes longer, but he learns how to plant his feet better. The guy that plants his feet is going to be able to shoot under pressure 10 times better than the guys that just kind of shoots like shit, you know? So you start with the fundamentals. From there, the rest starts to build itself. So, then you'll frame the house, right? You'll do all this. Then you won't put the roof on, but you'll put the walls on and then you'll add shingles and you'll drywall and all this stuff. And what ends up happening is eventually you have a door, you have windows, you have a roof, right? And you have a solid house. But it didn't start by building the door first. It started with the fundamentals, right? You can't build this house correctly unless you lay the foundation. The same is true for leverage. You must lay the foundation. What is the core problem of my current system, my goal? Solve that first. The rest will fall into place. And what a lot of people end up struggling with on the business side is they'll put in a ton of effort, but it'll be on the wrong stuff. So you'll see so many people, I need a website, I need branding, I need a logo. What do those do for your business? Nothing. There are businesses out there that don't have a website, don't have a branding, don't have a logo. And they make 20, 30, 40, 100 times as much as some of these small businesses you'll see with shops because they're just calling. They might have an Instagram profile, DMing, sending cold emails. But they're getting clients. And those clients, that's where the money comes from. That money allows them to solve the other problems, right? And so it's this backwards concept. You'll see this problem happen a lot with like VC
investments or like startups where someone will raise a ton of capital, but it goes in the wrong places and it dissolves because of that. Whereas any startup can get a lot of the right things done with no capital up front. Right? Do you give rev shares to developers? Do you spend a lot of time on market research up front? Are you even building the right thing? Is it the right platform? Like, there's all these thoughts that you can implement to make sure you apply the most leverage. What I encourage you to do, or what I hope made sense from this whole video, and I hope it became clear with this math, is you need to focus on the biggest bottleneck in the system. That is the highest leverage thing that you can be doing. Anything else is fucking pointless. Now, obviously, you're going to have to do shit, but don't waste your fucking time on it. Do only the things that are the highest leverage that will solve your problems. And all you're going to do is create more problems, but then you go solve them. Don't think it's going to be perfect, because it never will. Just jump the fuck in, solve the problem, and apply leverage. And I'm telling you, you'll beat 99% of people out there. So hopefully this was helpful. If you have any questions, just drop a comment below. Let me know what you think of the video. As always, appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you soon.